Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
with an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Welcome to another week, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Show, grassroots radio show, truth made up.
Is it the Chuck and Julie Show, or who are we? Hey, welcome, everybody.
Or is it Rocky Mountain? We've become Rocky Mountain Boys.
No.
We have as our special guest counter, Heidi.
No.
And
the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up, is
brought to you by
Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We're getting John Conlon on the show, on the phone. He's got another great column up. We'll talk to him about it. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Want to get into the Biden cancer diagnosis, but we'll talk about that later too, and some other action on the from the Supreme Court as well. But first, we've got columnist John Conlon with us. Hey, John, thank you. Happy Monday.
John.
Thanks for your time.
Hey to you too. Hope things are going well for you both.
They are. They are. Hey, so wanted to talk to you about, you have a great column up again.
American Thinker.
An American Thinker talking about, you know, if you want to understand the Democrats, just think about, you know, an apocalyptic cult. But before we get there, I wanted to get your thoughts, and I know I'm kind of hitting you cold on this, Joe Biden, you know, so the announcement comes out that he's got this stage 4 cancer, and cue the Democrats, speaking of apocalyptic cult, they're saying now Trump should, no one can say anything mean about Joe Biden. We can't talk about his cognitive decline. We can't talk about corruption.
It's sort of like the stutter story was a cover for everything else. This is, you got to leave Joe alone. He's got cancer.
And they say the Trump.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, they need to call off all investigations. Any thoughts, your reaction to any of that?
I think I'm like almost anyone with a working mind. It's BS. That the guy has had a full blood workup at least once a year, probably every 6 months at his age. And, you know, as Chuck and I know, there's this thing called PSA tests.
Yes.
So they can keep from doing the finger test, but they'll do one or the other.
Oh, no, they do both these days. You get both. you got to get a better physician.
and you know, there's just no way that they didn't know. I believe, you know, some people have said, you know, this was all a setup. They're going to keep it from the American people. Hopefully, from their perspective, Joe wins. Then this comes out. He resigns. Kamala's our first black female president, and that's basically was the setup. I believe that.
I think so too. All right, well, we'll talk more about that later in the show, but I want to
another second. I mean, I've had prostate cancer. I went through CyberKnife and all that, and so my PS levels are checked all the time. And if it's gone to the bone marrow, he had to have gone through lots of treatments when they first diagnosed it, because it didn't just go.
Yes, straight. It's known for a while.
Well, and he had to be treated. And whoever did the treatment, somehow it still got to the bone, which is a little unusual. I'm not an oncologist, so I don't know. But it seems if it was caught that early, normally they get a hold of it. But I guess maybe COVID interfered.
I was a management consultant for decades. And I used to warn managers and owners, this is why you never lie to your employees. Tell them the truth, whether if they don't want, because once you lose their trust, they aren't going to believe any freaking thing you say. And sooner or later, there's going to be a time you're going to need them to believe what you say. And I think that's where we find ourselves, unfortunately, in our political world. I mean, I don't believe anything. I know supposedly people, quote, on my side come out and said Epstein killed himself. I will go to my grave not believing that. I'm not that stupid. I, you know, sorry, that's not what happened.
Well, no. So how long did you last as a consultant? Because I represent lots of small businesses as an attorney. And if I told them you got to tell everybody the truth, they would said, "Yeah, sure, really." I
I
mean, none of them told the employees the truth. None of them. I can't think of one that ever told their employees the truth. Maybe some version of the truth. Maybe limited hangout, like we're close to bankruptcy and you're all about to be fired, but please don't leave.
I will tip my hat to my main client base. I work primarily with beer wholesalers around the country. So beer
Oh,
used
that's
to be my
different. Those
life.
are different guys.
So,
Yeah.
oh,
Different
they
guys.
are. I mean, you can, my entire decades, you can do a handshake with these guys and women, and you can take it to the bank. They're the way business old used to be. That's one of
Okay.
the reasons I stuck with them is because it was such a joy not dealing with what you described, Chuck, or even worse, going to
Yeah,
larger businesses where they're totally soulless.
these guys were true
Yeah,
entrepreneurs,
and we'll get you.
lying all the
That
time.
reminds me one time, and then we'll get to your topic, John. But just as a you, this is kind of on Chuck's
Now,
side.
that is not I should say many of them, except any client who's listened, that no, that guy was truthful. That guy was totally truthful.
So Channel 7, they did a thing where they had an employee survey and they're like, we really want to get your feedback. We want to do everything so we know, all this stuff. It was a significant survey, took significant time. And then I was on one of the committees that was helping draft the survey and blah, blah, blah. And so then they come back and they say, okay, the results of the survey are in. And now I'm on the committee, right? And we're like, well, what was it? And they're like, yeah, we've decided not to release it. It's like, what? And so
Well,
like
tell one more, and John's not going to be able to describe his column at all, but I got a good training when I was in a law firm, and they said, we've got a little bit of morale, because all law firms have morale problems. It's just indigenous to them. But if you have a little, let's bring in, and they meant everybody, let's bring in the staff and all the things, and we need you to be absolutely honest, because we can't improve, we can't change things. So we want you to be honest. So all these nice women and other people would pour their hearts out. And 2 weeks later, anyone who complained was fired. So
Yep. Didn't you find it
there you go.
disturbing?
Thanks for your candor. We
Now you're fired.
appreciate it.
I forget the company that did it, but it was a true story about that's the owner came out, it was a large organization, and said, the weather's turning or whatever, that all non-essential personnel can leave. And they were sitting up there with binoculars watching people and left. And that's the same thing. It's like, well, you guys said you're not essential, so we're going to can you.
All right.
I
That's
don't think
all
that's.
right. I like it.
Actually, this ties in perfectly to your column because that's kind of the way the Democrat Party works anymore. Don't tell people the truth.
Got
Cancel them, fire them if they say things you don't want.
execute them,
So
exclude them.
talk a little bit about, I mean, because I read it, I'm like, you spot on. This is exactly how the Democrat Party works. Why don't you go ahead and walk us through it?
Well, that's like I said, my background's in consulting, so I kind of analyze things and manage change and whatnot. And you look at the modern Democrat Party, and I mean, people have brought it up since the election. It's like, what are they going to do? Are they going to change or whatnot? And my brain doesn't work very linear. So I remember long ago when I first discovered apocalyptic cults and what happens when, the world doesn't end on Tuesday, when their prediction doesn't happen. Now, a rational person would say, well, of course, the cult falls apart. The guy said world's going to end on Tuesday. It didn't end on Tuesday. And it makes them actually just the opposite. It makes them believe even more, especially
Wow.
those that have any emotional commitment to the cult. And it's like, dang, that's exactly what the Democrat Party is. That's exactly, there's no discontent. There's no discussion. There's total agreement. And just because something doesn't work, that doesn't mean we cast it aside and look for, things that do work. Look at their economic policies. Never in all of human history have these things worked. You don't tax your way to prosperity, but the more it fails, the more they believe it. So just kind of that's how the piece came about. And then to me, I thought one of the better insights, patting myself on the back, was that special interest zealots have determined or found out that the Democrat Party does operate very much like an apocalyptic cult. So if you can get them to support your idea, no matter how insane, no matter how whatever, you will be backed up by all these mindless automatons. And you know, that's how we get transgendered stuff. That's how that insanity spreads. So it just describes the workings of it very well. And, of course, there is an apocalyptic part that I wrote about. When I was younger, it was that the world was going to be overpopulated and die in one big snowball. Now it's the world's going to be underpopulated, and we're going to die in some heat desert. But they have their apocalypse, and it's obvious, of course, the only solution is to vote Democrat and give more money, power, freedom, your children, to us, and we'll keep the apocalypse at bay.
Yeah, so, to the apocalypse.
What's sort of amazing, you know, I studied the apocalyptic Christian cults in the 1850s and 1840s that all are predicting doom. It's amazing how many present Protestant denominations, sects, were based originally on doomsday ones that didn't come true. So they've lasted, you know, 150 years, and they're still going fine. No problem.
Well, I think I'm working on a part two that's going to talk about, you know, a lot of people have talked about what happens to young women when they go off to college. They leave bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, you know, looking forward to the whole world. And after 4 years in college, they come back pierced, tattooed, bitter, angry. And it's because the parents unknowingly sent them to some place that the cult runs. I mean, if that was Scientology that ran the universities, parents would say, wait a minute, I'm not certain I would have sent my child into this den where they're just surrounded by Scientology. Because you know what? After 4 years, the odds are they're not going to be the same.
Well, and that's a good, well, you look at, you know, to your point too, you look at like the whole climate change thing, right? You still have, you know, we're supposed to all be dead now or underwater or whatever. None of it has come true. And you talk to Democrats and in polls, that's still one of their big issues, right? Is climate change and all of the green. I mean, you know, you see people, intelligent people in the media on Twitter saying things like, oh, you know, Trump is cutting the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Center. We're all going to die of climate change now. It's like, hello. It's like, we're not, but they all believe it. And the thing is like you sort of said too, if you're in a cult and you start questioning the cult, well, you don't go very far anymore, right? You don't get to raise your hand and question the cult leader. And that's what happens too. It's like, they cancel you basically.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, excommunicate you very, very quickly. Look at Fetterman, the grief he's got. Look at Bill Maurer or whatever. They've been people thrown out for, you know, you will not question this stuff. And I think another factor, too, is especially now because the Democrat Party is fairly leaderless, you still have this cult operating from a group dynamic, think of it, but there's no bosses running the thing. So the cult is kind of like running on its own. So if you're a member and you don't want to piss off the cult, but you don't know what direction to go because there's no leadership, the best thing to do is to double down. So that's the reason you get, I don't know what a woman is. That's crazy talk. No one can tell what a woman is these days, you know? And they just double down. So it just gets crazier and people just go along with it.
Well, it's also a little bit like the Episcopal Church, which I grew up in. After a while, the leaders start not believing their own BS. And it's like Episcopal Church these days, you know, the resurrection's a small R. It's more a psychological and Virgin Mary, well, you know, it's virgin, no, not technically, and everything else. And so you get, you know, you can get John Kerry flying on his Lear jet and just befouling the atmosphere.
Well, Bernie Sanders and AOC on an oligarchy tour in private jets, right? And yep. Honestly saying, well, you expect us to wait in line at the airport?
Or some of these super yachts that a lot of them have that just blow open the whole ocean. So they don't, you know, they're like the Episcopal. Oh, we don't technically believe the world's going to end because of
that. But we're in the cult, so everyone else.
But, you know, why go in the Episcopal Church if you believe in Jesus Christ? Because, you know, it's a lot of nice people that believe in spirituality, and that's, you know, close enough for government work. So,
exactly. And my wife, my Catholic wife, wouldn't let me get through. Also, let's throw out, you know, people like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden who support abortion up to the moment of birth. and but they're good Catholics.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
Well, how does this impact? Because what you're describing is true, and it's leadership. And you're right, they're doubling down rather than anybody saying, hey, you know what? Like, the majority of the country does not agree with us on these things. So what are we going to do? We're going to start screaming it louder and louder. In the meantime,
right.
though, Elon Musk has freed Twitter, so people are not getting canceled. How do you see this going for the country? Because it seems to me the divide is getting bigger. You got the majority of the country anymore that's been red pilled, right? That's like, we're not going to wear masks again. And then you got this other pop, you know, segment that says, no, we still wear masks and I'm going to get my COVID shot. Those kind of people. And it seems to me that
I think we need to round up anybody who wants another COVID shot.
That could be that.
And send them off to, I don't know, South Africa to replace the Afrikaners or something. I mean,
see that, John? I mean, that's a growing divide.
I could live with that.
Yeah, really.
I think realistically, like you said, I think the Democrat Party polls like at 21%. So, you know, Republicans never supported them. So that means they've lost a lot of Democrats, too. I think it continues until the collapse gets so bad that, you know, the infamous adults in the room finally slap some people around and take over the party.
Right.
I think it ends when the money train stops. I mean, you know, once they came up with the Green New Deal, the Inflation Reduction Act, I mean, they were the grifters in USAID, the grifters in the state. I mean, they had a lot of people who were making a lot of money from the climate change hoax. I mean,
yeah, that's a good point with Trump cutting that money off.
Yeah, you can get a grant to study it. And
the sad thing is, though, and supposedly this was their goal, as they know they're not going to be in power forever. So that's like 10 years worth of grifting that they already built into that. So it's hard to stop it because it's already, you know, in the system. And Republicans don't show all
it's
that
starting
much.
Starting to go to the bone marrow. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Well, and then that's where you start rigging elections, right? Once you know, sort of like an apocalyptic cult leader may have an election, but it's not.
Jim Jones had an election.
Yeah.
And
it's a similar thing, right? Okay, we're going to have an election. Oh, look, we won again. And now we're back to climate change. I mean, that's, I think,
something. Exactly. People are voting for more craziness, more, you know, 134 genders. And let's, you know, start castrating young boys even at an earlier age.
Right, right. But, you know, historically, Chuck, don't, and John, don't these cults, they tend to, now there are always new cults that crop up, it seems to me, but don't they tend to sort of fall apart as they...
I just told you, I don't want to say them.
No,
they are the ancestors, or their descendants, rather, of these doomsday cults. There are all kinds of sects that have churches in Westminster and other places. They don't tend to be large enough, but began as doomsday cults, and once the
they kind of
evolved.
Didn't
come on, they, you know, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I ended that article with, until the Democrat becomes a dynamic political party, you know, people arguing, yelling, you know, typical group of people together, it's going to continue to fall apart because they have no feedback loop. That was the whole thing that got me about the apocalyptic cults is, they, you know, being wrong doesn't change their thinking. So there's no feedback loop. So there's no correction that's possible. So until that breaks, or people just, you know, it totally collapses, people will continue it.
Well, and I think, too, it goes back to, like you mentioned, the leadership. I think in a lot of ways, the leadership, if I'm a cult leader, what I really want is power and money, right? I want to create
exactly.
a cult where I'm the dictator and everyone has to give me their money. And that's kind of what the Democrats created. And you're right. As long as I can keep that rolling, I can. And you're charismatic, right? All cult leaders are charismatic. Otherwise, no one would follow them. And the trouble is, I think the Democrats right now don't have anybody. I mean, the most charismatic guy they have is Stephen Smith from ESPN, right? I mean, they don't have...
They'll always have Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you've seen the most latest Bruce Springsteen over in London, where the government is incredibly unpopular, and Starmer, the prime minister, has like a 12% approval rating. So he gets down on stage, and it's on video and so forth, telling him how much Donald Trump sucks and how America is lost into Trumpism. And they can barely get themselves a clap for him. Right? Yeah, that's right. That's right. We hate Starmer. Oh, no. Trump. It's Trump. All you people. And he doesn't care. I mean, he's just sitting there lecturing him in an all
It's
shucks
like,
kind of
okay, we're going
way.
to sing here at some point.
Yeah,
I love these.
there's a
I
thing.
love these actors and actresses, whoever that's. You know, we're going to this democracy's falling apart. We're going to move to the UK. It's like you realize the government there can throw you in jail for just thinking the wrong thoughts. And you think
Right.
that's behavior?
Don't pray
Right,
silently
right,
in
right. Here's a
England.
question, John, from Charlene. She says, kind of from what I was going, she says, has the ruling class, and I think she's speaking not Democrat, Republican, I think global elite types, has the ruling class won the war when they have us divided into the us versus them mentality, the 1% ruling the 99% by dividing us into hot point issues? What do you think? That's a good point, John. What do you think about that?
Yeah, but some of it's going to happen regardless. I mean, I think you put your finger more on it, Julius. The leaders are care about their position, right? And their power. You know, in true apocalyptic cults, it's often some guy that, you know, well, if you join, I get to have sex with your wife and your daughter and whatnot. Every, you know, it's
Right.
like it's very straightforward. It's all about me, and you guys are just stupid saps. But there's a lot of stupid saps out there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't expect Greta Thunberg to come.
No,
Hey,
see,
guys.
she's gone. She's completely disappeared.
I don't know what got into me when I was in eighth grade, but
I changed my mind. I'm flying around on yachts and stuff now. Well, John, real quick, give us a sort of a preview of the column you're working on, and then and where people can find it.
it's going to be on American Thinker again, and probably, hopefully, later this week. Just talking it once again, I think we can learn a lot by, you know, analyzing the group dynamics, the way these things actually operate. They operate quite often like a living thing. And if we can figure out how the living thing works, it can give us insights to it. Not that we can necessarily, you know, whip it, because I think this something like this has to fall apart on its own. But like you said, Julia, a lot of the country's red pills were never going back. And as more and more stuff comes out about whether it's Biden in this or whatever, I think our biggest threat actually is what we discussed a little earlier. What do you do when no one believes absolutely anything?
Right,
You know,
exactly.
how does society function when none of us believe absolutely anything? I'm close to that point. I will admit it. You know, Chuck's
Well,
probably already past that
yeah,
point.
Chuck was past it in third grade. But you know, to your point though, I was thinking this exact same thing, John. So I'm listening to Dan Bongino and Kash Patel say, "Oh no, we've seen everything, and we believe that Epstein killed himself." And
Well said.
I'm the same as you, is I don't believe it. And here's the thing: I like Dan Bongino, I like Kash Patel, but they are now with the FBI, and I have any more a deep-seated distrust
Once I
of
join that
even
organization,
anything connected with the FBI, right? I mean, I don't know, maybe the FBI didn't show them everything, but you're right, it goes beyond personalities, right? It's
goes to the institution.
goes to the institution. People right now are like, hey, the FBI, I mean, I am anyway, the FBI says something, I'm like, maybe,
Well, the
maybe
doctor
not.
comes and says, "Look, you got to have you got you know you got to eat a little less sugar." Bullshit! That's
Yeah.
a lie. Who's paying you to tell me that?
Well, and
Coca-Cola.
sadly, you kind of, I mean, we're constantly being played. I admit I watch Fox News occasionally, and they're like, I told my wife the other day, I said, it's amazing. Kid Rock is everywhere all of a sudden. And lo and behold, Kid Rock has some rockin' and rodeo, some new product that they're trying to sell, combining rock and roll and rodeo. It's like, we're being played all the time. That's just sad. I mean, it's the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, well, listen, John, thank you for your time. I recommend everyone check it out on American Thinker, and we'll talk to you after you get your next one out, okay?
Okay, thank you, too. Take
All right.
care.
Take care.
All right, John Conlon there. From Charlene, they create the hot point issues. Let's see, they create the hot point issues and then provide spokesmen to promote them. Transgender is a manufactured issue that's been promoted. Yeah, I'll get to that point in a second. Yeah, from somebody, Charlene is putting this up too. For years, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino have called people crazy to believe Epstein killed himself. And now that they've been in the club for about 40 seconds, they release a joint statement. It's like, it's open, shut, nothing weird about it at all. He 100% did it on its own. Well, and I think here's the thing, like John pointed out, it's not, you know, I mean, if I were talking to Dan Bongino, I would tend to believe most things he told me.
Not
so
then.
It's not Dan Bongino I don't believe. It's the FBI institution of which he is now part.
Now he got Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions believed all kinds of things. The Justice Department got a hold of him, and all of a sudden he's recusing himself, and Trump is screwed. I mean, once those institutions get a hold of you, they go, oh, look at this.
Right.
I've seen all the evidence. How do you know you've seen all the evidence?
Exactly. Well, and then back to Charlene's point about the and Kathy says narrative creation and plausible deniability have combined to create confusion, and the result will be apathy. And, you know, and Charlene, back to the whole transgender thing and the issues they manufacture, I think a lot of it has to do with George Soros, one of his underlying things was to sort of destroy and help destroy the fabric of a society, right?
Yes.
And that's then because then they come in and they save us, and then they're we're all busy, you know, arguing about transgenderism and things like that.
Right.
The bigger thing I think there is just destroying. I mean, it's like in George Orwell, you know, 2 + 2 = 5. Say it, you know.
Yeah,
you know, and if you just start beating people and telling them if they don't say something that they know is a lie. And I think a lot of it also gets down to destroying sort of family units. If you can tell everybody what you believe you know is true and what we know is true, it's not. There is no absolute truth. Truth is what we tell you. And so don't listen to your parents. Don't listen to your, you know, listen to the teachers who are part of the whole problem, some of them. I mean, I think that there's an underlying scheme to the whole thing. Do you?
I agree. And the problem we have is that once all these people become red-pilled, then we've got to divide up into two groups of red-pilled people, which are very red people, and not so red people, so we can battle away. And an example of that, and since we've got a moment here, is this weird, have you people gotten an email or other communications from the beautiful Heidi Gnall inviting you to the Majestic Majesty's festival featuring Eric Trump? And what's particularly weird about it, it's weird because Heidi Gnall used to not like Trump. Trent Lisey was on here where he volunteered for, I think it's her gubernatorial campaign. She said, I can't use you. You're too Trumpy. You're just too. But now it's he's a nationally beloved figure. It's Trump everything. And so now that they brought out at no short cost Eric Trump, who's going to be at the Marriott. The Marriott's the same place that we tried to get Steve Bannon. And it was canceled by the Marriott because all these Antifa people were coming. But Heidi's in good standing with the Antifa people. And so it'll be at the Marriott. And the best part about this is not for Republican candidates. This is not for the Republican Party. It's all for Heidi and Rocky Mountain Voice. So when you pay your $2,500, which is what costs you for the intimate with picture with Eric and all the two, be glad to know that's going to the Rocky Mountain Voice and Heidi Gnall, not to elect Republicans, not to do anything else, but it's just a great event for grifting along. And you can get out there with your money because the left wing, the rhinos in the party saw that, you know, fighting Trump was not good. That MAGA, notwithstanding with Daryl, Dick Wadhams tells you, problem of the Republican Party in Colorado is not
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. So, you know, that goes out the window. And now they all become the big Trump supporters. And why Eric, I don't know, maybe they paid him. Maybe
I'm sure.
Heidi went down there and conned him because she's a great salesperson, that he needed to come up and help the grassroots. Because because nothing says grassroots more than the Koch brothers and Heidi Gnall.
Well, and keep in mind, you know, going back to the Marriott thing, let's remember that it was Lauren Boebert was one of the people who was a Trump supporter who tried to destroy and torpedo the Steve Bannon fundraiser for the Colorado Republican Party.
And one story promoting the Majestic Majesty's Gala was a picture of Eric Trump with
Lauren Boebert.
Lauren Boebert, there she is.
I guess that's all. Hey, listen, we got that. We'll be following up more on that too.
We
But
got a lot more.
Sherry from Lakewood on
Hear what
LaVine.
you got to say
Hey,
about
Sherry.
Eric Trump coming.
Well, actually, I was going further back to talk about what you first were talking about.
Go for it. Go for it. Yeah, I wanted to get into the
okay.
Joe Biden stuff or.
Well, actually, I guess it could be that.
Or any of
Because what I want to mention is a bunch of things and what they all have in common. So cancer, for example, we kind of know that SV40 is in all vaccinations, and that does cause cancer. The COVID vaccine, it's a man-made pathogen, which the U.S. Department of Energy was behind, along with other scientists. The gain of function that was actually started here in America that got shipped over to Wuhan. The mRNA, that agenda where they find that those mRNA shots on the tests killed every single lab animal. The people that can't get pregnant now. Actually, Elon Musk, all of his children are, none of them were like through intercourse and the lady gets pregnant.
IVF.
They were all injected, every single one. And he's got a lot of children. Abortion. Okay, what does abortion have to do with all of that? Because now it's virtuous for a woman to pursue her own interests. Then when you get into the LGBTQIA agenda, the transgender, they used to cut the privates off of little boys that were taken as prisoners. Now, I guess their own parents and doctors do that. What sex are you? There's no sex. There's a million sexes. Transforming into new species, transhumanism, climate change. You don't want carbon dioxide. We are, I mean, we are carbon, but back in biology, I mean, the plants give us oxygen, they take in the carbon dioxide, but we don't want any of that. So I guess we don't want life.
Right.
And that's what it is all about. All those are about depopulation. They're about getting rid of us. That's what it's all about.
That's not a bad, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, get rid of those, Mr.
Is that really a bad idea?
No, Chuck.
Well, maybe not all of us, because I don't know if you'd heard Catherine Austin Fitz did an interview, and I forgot what show it was on, if it was Tucker or what. But she brought out how there's cities underneath us. The U.S. government directed trillions of dollars for these underground cities so the elite can live safely underground while everybody else dies.
Oh, yeah, you've got Zuckerberg and those guys building their bunkers. So, no, I mean, it's you're right. I mean, you know, Bill Gates openly talks about, you know, we need to have fewer people,
everybody.
Right? And he's doing that. All right. Well, hey, Sherry. Go ahead. I was just saying.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, just because I want to get, because we've got some other comments here, but did you want to wrap it up there for us? Or
yeah, so I just want to say, Bill Gates, but it goes back into 1974 when they did the National Security Study Memorandum, and they came out with basically an official plan to depopulate various third world countries so the United States could go in and steal their natural resources. But then in the 1980s,
that's when the government was
the
government and they were thinking good. They're thinking, well, that's Trumpian thinking back then.
Well, hey, and Charlene says you're right. It was Catherine Austin Fitz was on Tucker Carlson talking about the underground cities. I want to get onto some of these other comments. But thank you for coming and appreciate it as always.
Good comment.
Kind of switching back to the Biden thing, Charlene is posting up from DC Drano. So you're telling me Biden's cancer diagnosis, which took years to advance to this point, but was announced within 48 hours of the leaked HER tapes proving he has advanced dementia. It's just a coincidence. Yeah, okay. And Sherry, Charlene says, you are always so far ahead of all of us. And that's true. Yeah, I think, well, here's what the thing is with Joe Biden. All of a sudden now, CNN's David Axelrod writers calling on the Biden cover-up story to be set aside.
We need to move forward.
And we need to call off all investigations. So let's just look at this for a second. First of all, that's just, I'm going to be honest, assume that it's true, right? I mean, does anyone think the Democrats are above lying about anything to get what they want? No. But even if it's true, as I understand it, he's got, you know, a 40% chance that 5 years from now, he will be alive. I mean, he's going to be 87. So I don't know what the chances were anyway.
Before that.
Yeah. I mean, so it's not like Joe Biden is going into hospice tomorrow, right? Now, it's sad.
He's been in hospice for the 4 years of his presidency.
It's sad if he has cancer. That's sad. Nobody wants to hear that. But on the other hand, it's sure convenient. And it's not like all of a sudden the Democrats, again, he's not going into hospice. He's not dying tomorrow. He could live for who knows how long, right? And if it's even, and I'm going to be honest, if it's even true.
Sure he's got some kind of cancer going.
But what they want us to do is look at this shiny object over here. Oh, Joe Biden has cancer. And so don't. The question that no one is still answering that we need to answer is, who was running the White House? Who was deciding what the auto pen? Now we know why he had the auto pen.
And with AI, maybe the auto pen was doing it by himself. I'd like to free those... those criminals.
That's what they don't want us to get to, right? They don't want us to get to, you know, yes, it's sad that Joe Biden has dementia. Yes, we all know that. But in the meantime, we've learned recently just how bad it was and that they all knew it was bad. And now we're learning that, okay, he has pretty advanced cancer. So Joe Biden wasn't doing anything. He was probably, if there to be believed, getting cancer treatment sometimes when he was at the beach. And the fact that the doctors lied about it, I mean, that doesn't shock me. I mean, in a way, that, you know.
You know, they did, you know, the last one they had.
The medical
one said, this last one, the one before he's dying of cancer, he has no new medical concerns. Yeah, but what were they before? What were the medical, you know, just no new ones.
New ones from us. Well, and here another one from Charlene posting from X. The deception plan is in effect tonight when the mainstream media all parrot the same talking points about Biden. Things like we can't dwell on the past. We need to keep the Bidens in our prayers. Or how dare anyone question Joe Biden at this time of coping with this devastating medical news. How about it doesn't matter if he did anything wrong with his life. What matters is his healing and looking forward. That's just ridiculous to say if anybody else, I mean, lots of people have cancer and they don't get to, it's not a magic wand that makes everything go away.
I'm boss. Hey, I got some prostate cancer.
And again, it's like, and that's exactly what they're saying. And they're going to push that. I don't think it's going to work though. I think because number one, this is just yet another thing they lied about. Right.
Right.
And the bigger question is who was signing those executive orders? Who was signing or who was making that decision? The auto pen was. And as Charlene said,
to go online and see what it takes to use the auto pen.
Yeah, maybe it was from Charlene. The auto pen scandal was going to invalidate Fauci and all the other pardons. Yes. Well, in executive orders, if you're Trump, you don't have to fight executive orders anymore, right? If you can prove, you know, that some, you know, intern at the White House was making all of the decisions. And this is Leo. I'm pretty sure it was one of the grounds crew that was running the White House.
Some guy would come there later.
He says auto pen. He spelled it with O-T-D-O. Sounds like a Bond villain. Well, there was the Gateway Pundit, and actually the Conservative Treehouse had some interesting. They're kind of like, so Lisa Monaco, all the Obamaites, right, who were still in place there. And I think that the way a lot of it worked is you had all the Obamaites in various positions, Lisa Monaco at the Department of Justice, Susan Rice kind of over at the State Department, yeah. Anthony Blinken maybe, and they were all just doing
Samantha Powers,
whatever they wanted. But the Gateway Pundit was talking about some woman who was an Obama person from way back, a Russia, you know, hoax pusher from way back. And I forget, Nira Tadden, something like that, who was a White House staff secretary. No, I'm not sure what that is.
Well, she was supposed to be the OMB, I think. She got nominated for something, and they kicked her, you know, they had to withdraw because she wasn't going to get approved. So she came back to the White House in a snit and kind of, all right, I may not be OMB head, but I'm running this place.
Again, from Leo or Dr. Donna, with all the he, she's of the long crew, what did they ask for in return? Some of the white powder from Hunter Biden. But I think that's the question that they don't want us to get into. And it is, I mean, it gets back to what did everyone know and when did they know it? And how involved was the scheme to have, I mean, maybe it was Joe Biden and Hunter running the country, because it's clear Joe Biden was not. And then it is appalling when you think they were going to let him run for re-election. And it is like John said, the idea was he's going to run for re-election. He was going to resign right away, and then Kamala was going to be
He was going to
president.
resign right away,
Well,
and
yeah.
he was. It's going to be Weekend at Bernie's until they couldn't pull it off anymore, and then they would announce his death, a year after it actually occurred, and they'd only have to suffer through Kamala for a while because Kamala would actually have her own ideas, as insipid as they were, and they didn't want that to happen.
Right. Well, and the media was so complacent to go along, like the point on the guy on X was mentioning. I mean, they all parrot the same points. And I think, and I don't think Jill Biden was behind this. Somebody somewhere thought, okay, this is kind of hurting. Maybe it's Obama. He's like, okay, so Jake Tapper, all these stupid people are coming out with these books. All these Democrats are ratting us out, right? Where it became sort of like piranhas and every cannibals, they were all eating their own. And somebody said, okay, this has got to stop. So we're going to, but we can't just pivot. We have to have something to pivot around. And all of a sudden now we're going to announce that Joe has stage 4 cancer. And all of a sudden, all of the Democrats and got the talking point. I mean, Jake Tapper's probably annoyed because he can't, no one's going to want him on his show anymore, on their shows talking
Well, I
about his
can tell you
book.
how desperate he is. He's going to be on Megyn Kelly's show tomorrow. I mean, boy, talking about willing to go
Well,
anywhere.
he's not going to be on MSNBC. MSNBC had an oncologist on this morning saying, "Hey, there's no way they didn't know that Joe Biden had this for years, right? This
In
doesn't."
fact, it was what's his name's brother, Rahm Emanuel's brother,
The
Ezekiel.
All right, so he's not going to be on anymore,
No, he's
right? Now
off.
because they got all of a sudden the talking points came out. They're like, "No, guys, you missed the point. We're supposed to be nice to Biden now, and we're supposed to not look at number one." All of the things that were done, so-called in his name, that weren't done, which have been totally invalidated. But also, it's sort of like the Russia hoax cover-up. Once they, so that they try to do the cover-up, right? They tried to get Joe Biden elected. That didn't work. Then they have to cover up all of the dirty deeds, right? And that's what they're trying to
And
do now.
then the third point is kind of, oh, that's old news. Everybody knew Joe Biden had cancer. That's just old news. Let's
Well,
move on to something interesting.
and I don't think it's going to work. I mean, hopefully, Comer was on one of the shows saying, no, we want to look into who specifically who had the authority to authorize the auto pen stuff. We want to look into that, not just for, the pardons, but also for any executive order. Because I'm looking back, there were all kinds of executive orders that were signed, not by Joe Biden.
All right, we got Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
Jacob?
What happened with that Supreme Court vote today?
Oh, the one where, how do they, where they said if there was a win, right? Trump can revoke the Biden protections
Yes.
to 300. Yeah.
No, you have to
Eight
remember,
to
you got to read this.
one.
Yeah,
Yeah. Eight to
but you
one.
have to remember what they did. They sent it back to the lower court for more
That's
fact
fine.
finding. So there
That's
we go.
fine.
It'll go back there for a year. And then they'll have fun
Yeah.
doing that, and who knows how many man hours will be used up while they litigate away on that, and then it'll come back up. It'll
But
be like
who voted no? Who voted no?
I was one of the three
Ketanya,
women.
I think it was Ketanya Brown
It was
voted.
Brown. It was Brown. She pushed the wrong button.
Oh, that's good, Jacob.
Somebody got her auto pen out.
She was confused. Thank you. That was
Yeah.
good.
Be all
Any
right.
All
Bye.
right, thank you. Let's see, from Dr. Donna. If anyone believes nobody knew these things recently, they've been out to lunch. Well, yeah, it's true. I mean, they knew how bad Joe Biden was. Somebody knew how bad he was cognitively. And I think
Everybody knew. We knew.
they got trapped, I think, into doing the debate, and they just
Well,
hoped, right?
that's the one we want to get the auto pen guy out for. Who agreed to the debate? What idiot to say, hey, let's roll him out here, make a fool of himself, and then we can get somebody else. I mean, who is in a circle going, no, Joe's fine. There's no
Yeah, he
problem.
can handle the debate. Oh, from Dr. Donna. No, that was Hugh back in the day pushing the wrong button. That's right. Hello, Hugh up there. Maybe
Miss
he's
you.
in heaven. And
Miss you.
then from Ray. So just everyone knows inmates in federal prison can reserve cancer, can receive cancer treatments. Just saying. Well, yeah. Again, even MSNBC before they got the memo, the oncologist there was saying it is just not even remotely believable that Joe Biden woke up one day, went in for the doctor's office,
There's a
went to the
nodule
doctor's
there.
office and said, "Oh my God, you've got stage 4 cancer." It doesn't happen that way. But again, I'm just saying, even if he does, And, you know,
Well, there's
again.
less than 1% chance, and that's all they need. Oh, yeah, well, it could happen.
Well,
It
yeah,
could be true.
they're making it sound, and I guess they're going to do it so he quits doing public appearances too. They're like, Joe, you can't do that. You're dead. We're saying we can't talk about it because you're dying. And every time you go on The View, you don't look that dead yet. So,
Maybe you could die on the view.
again, I mean, yes, it's sad. And yes, there's at a certain point, the survival rate, the odds are not in your favor, but the guy's 82 years old. So, you know, it's to
It's like
say this.
thing I got. Do I have to come in for another what was it? What kind of cancer?
Prostate?
Prostate. Was that prostate? The one they give you up your butt and
No.
colon cancer. No,
Oh,
Julia, you're getting this wrong.
man.
Colon cancer. I said, well, why don't I take my no next colon cancer? And they said, you don't. I go, what do you mean? And, they said, it's a long-lasting cancer. You'll be dead from something else
You'd be dead
by
before,
the
right?
time. I said, that's depressing. Don't tell me. Don't tell
You
me
need
I don't have
another
to have another colonoscopy. There's so much fun.
one.
Now you don't have to come in again. Something else will kill you first.
That's right. From Charlene, so disappointed in Patel and Bongino. Don't gaslight us. You know, and I don't know what to totally think about that, Charlene, because on one hand, what I would wonder more is, are they being lied to, or have they not seen everything? Or are they at a certain point, you know, if you're in charge of the FBI, you can only say so much, the entire FBI sucks and we have to fire everybody.
Well,
I don't
one,
see them.
they're bad PR people. Assuming they should have said, we don't find anything yet that
Yeah.
shows that it was a suicide. Yet. They don't say we've seen everything and he killed himself. We have not found any evidence yet, but we'll keep on looking. Don't worry
Yeah,
about it, folks.
right.
We need a PR people for the PR people.
But oh, that's a good point. They should. But I think more to the point, though, it's again, even with Kash Patel and Dan Bongino in there, I don't believe the FBI, right? And the lies that coming out every day about the Biden administration, what they've lied to us about, right? I mean, they've lied to us about COVID. They lied to us about Russia. They lied to us about Trump. They lied to us about everything. You know, they lied to us about
Well,
Let's Go Brandon. You know, I
why
mean,
shouldn't they lie? I mean, they started off with the Afghan withdrawal, the biggest debacle ever. Oh, this was great. It's another Dunkirk. It was
yeah.
a perfect operation.
Charlene says, but they could have just kept silent and not lied. Yeah, although Charlene, they've been getting a lot of pressure
No, they should have said, we've looked at it. We
to.
haven't found anything yet, but we'll keep
They've
at
been
it.
getting a lot of pressure. I mean, people keep asking. I don't think they could have said, we can't answer
Oh, no,
that.
they had just said they hadn't found it yet.
Oh, yeah. And Thomas is another Dunkirk, right? And Charlene says, yes, Chuck. yeah, we'll see. We'll see. By Wednesday, Biden will have another disease. Jill might have a disease too. So, Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter, so we
hundred.
can't say anything bad about any of the Bidens. And Fauci, he's going to be sick, so we can't
Oh, well,
unblame
how old
him. Yeah,
Fauci?
he's old too. Yeah, it's just hopefully nobody in the media. Well, and Jake Tapper's got to sell his book, so he's not gonna drop it. But it keeps looking, and I hope Comer, Congressional Investigations, it's like we'll all be dead before they wrap those up. We're not whatever, right? But at least they're saying we're going to look into it, because again, that's what they don't want us to look at. They don't want us to be looking at, well, wait a minute, who was making the decisions and how were those decisions being made? And I suspect there's a certain amount of follow the money where that comes along
You
too.
know, I was thinking the other day, it's apropos of nothing. They ought to have an all-star panel investigation from Congress, and have the investigators be Jasmine Crockett, Michelle, what's her name, Waters, and
Oh, Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters would be good, and the guy Johnson, the guy who thought the island was getting tipped over because they had a building, have him as an all-star panel
Doing
on
Biden.
the latest advances in quantum mechanics or something.
That's going to do it for us on this day. Who knows what will pop up between now and Wednesday? Things happen so fast these days. Thank you to John Conlon. Thank you to everybody on Zoom and everybody listening. And remember, if you ever miss a show, you can catch them all. We're on Podbean, Rumble, chuckandjulie.com. And we'll see you Wednesday.
And get your ticket, get your $2,500 ticket
Eric Trump, no.
for Eric.
See everybody.